Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Got an email from a frustrated parent, and I wanted to read it to you. It says, I know you cover a lot of COVID-related issues on your show, and I just want to vent my frustration at the current school policies. Today, for the third time this month, I have had to leave work to remove my child from school because he coughed or sneezed. On each occasion, he has not been able to return until he has no signs of possible COVID illness. Pretty much every person feeling slightly under the weather could make a case for having COVID symptoms. Every family person knows and understands that coughs and colds that linger around the house, especially this time of the year in the winter. At a time when the government is trying to get people to return to work, I have to speak to my boss about having to leave my job because my two kids and a borderline bully mandate being used in the schools. Every time my son left school, I have completed an antigen test on him and on occasion a PCR test, all negative, yet the school refuses to accept him back again using the magic line, any signs of COVID. How have schools teachers suddenly turned into medical practitioners in 18 months? How can they dictate to people about being unable to maintain a livelihood through work? They will be fully paid as they have been there since the pandemic started. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. But look, he makes a fair point. He said at the end, sorry for venting a frustrated parent. Now, I get that. And I do understand that parents are frustrated. And the current guidelines, of course, suggest that if your child has any symptoms, that they don't go to school. Yes, this time of the year, kids will at some point probably get a common cold, sore throat, chest infection, like most kids. I've had three of them. And they're constantly sniffling and snorting when they're that age. You know, this time of the year, they get an awful lot. And according to the European Centre for Disease Control, although transmission of SARS-CoV-2 can occur in schools, research shows that transmission in school has accounted for a minority of COVID-19 cases. And we see that. You know, and when kids get COVID-19, let's be clear, we all know that children are at very little risk themselves personally, but of course the problem is that they can spread it on to somebody else. Anyway, the HSC, of course, gives advice, and NPHET have given advice, that if your child has a temperature over 38 degrees, has a new cough, loss or change of sense of taste or smell, shortness of breath, fatigue, aches and pains, sore throats, headaches, diarrhoea, running or stuffed nose, feeling sick or vomiting, they shouldn't go to school. Now, we all know as parents, and we'd be mad to think that your child, most children, at some point in the winter, will have at least one to two or three of those symptoms. At some point. And most likely, 99 times out of 100, it's not going to be COVID. It's going to be they just have a cold. And parents are saying, well, hold on, how am I supposed to get back to work again if the school keep ringing me and saying, listen, your child is a close contact. Listen, your child has a sniffling nose today. Can you take him home? And that can be really difficult. I understand the school's position and the position they're in, but I also understand the position the parents are in, how difficult it can be there for them, particularly mothers, to hold down a job and try and collect the kids from school or keep them off school at the same time and get somebody to look after them if they have to keep doing antigen tests. Now, of course, the rules are, currently at the moment, if your child is a household close contact age 13 or over, does not have symptoms and is fully vaccinated, they need to do an antigen test and restrict their movements, stay at home until they get three negative tests within 5 days. Upcoming changes, by the way, from the 29th of November is if your child is a close contact of a confirmed case of COVID-19 in a primary school pod, they will be offered a free antigen test. Antigen testing will be offered to the full class if there are two or more confirmed cases of COVID-19 outside a single pod in a 7-day period. All very confusing, isn't it? It just means that if two or more kids get COVID-19 in the class, everyone in the class will be offered an antigen test. That's the way it's going to happen from the 29th of November. Anyway, the school principals will inform you if your child is a close contact and will help you to order the free antigen test online from the distribution company. You will receive the antigen test in the post and you have to do three of them before your child can return to school. So have you been affected by this? This idea of kids being constantly sent home from school. It can be very difficult for parents. I don't want to focus so much on COVID-19 and the children getting COVID-19, but the inconvenience for you as a parent trying to do a day's work and having to constantly keep the kids out of school or collect them from school or whatever it happens to be. The number is 087-188-0008. Have you been affected by this? Is it difficult for you? How could we make it easier? The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Louise. Louise, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Louise?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Okay, now, Louise, has it been difficult for you?
Yeah, no. I'm a stay-at-home parent, but you know, if I'm stuck in a busy supermarket and I get a phone call that my child needs to be collected now, like, it's pain. And the rules change all the time.
They are changing again, by the way, can I just point out, on the 29th of November, so go on.
I have two out at the minute. One has a double ear infection and the other one has a chest infection. I'm not getting them COVID tested because that's what they have. They don't have COVID, they have a chest infection and an ear infection.
Okay, and have you been to the doctor to establish that? No, you just know that as a parent.
I've been to the doctor. Okay. Yeah, I've been to the doctor, and the doctor still said, you know, because of their symptoms, still they should really have a COVID test. But I'm not putting them through that. Now, during the summertime, if they had anything, I was at the test centre. They've had tests in the test centre. They have coughs and colds and all that, like every other child in the country at the minute, because of the weather. You're going from hot to cold.
I believe 700,000 people in 1 week last week had symptoms. So 700,000 out of a population of 5 million. So that's, you know, one in every five people roughly had symptoms of some description. I mean, we all get a bit run down every now and again, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But I am not, my kids have missed out enough with school. I am not, I'm not holding them down to have COVID tests done in a test centre by a stranger. I'm not taking them out in the cold to drive an hour away to a test centre and stand in a queue.
And what about the antigen test, this idea that
I've done the antigen test, but the GP told me, sure, they're not worth anything.
Well, yeah. The rules keep changing the rules around the antigen.
Yes, they keep changing the rules. Now, look, I'm not one of these people. I'm under, you know, I know COVID is real. I know of people in my family who've been very sick with it, been in ICU with it. I know it's real. If for a second I thought my kids had COVID, I have a child who's a transplant patient. So if for a second I thought there was COVID in my house, absolutely, they would be tested for it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing it when I know it's not COVID.
Yeah. Okay, and you're right in saying that, you know, children this time of the year, sure, I had three kids and they were all in around the same age, you know, going back about 15 years ago when they were that age, every single week one of them had something.
Yeah.
You know, it was just the way, that's how kids pick up.
That's kids.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's kids. And, like, two of them are sick and I have it now. You know, it's the same as the vomiting bug. It just does the rounds. But I am sick and tired, and the rules from preschool are completely different to the rules of primary school, and they're both in the same.
But you can understand the concerns of the school that if it was a case that it was COVID, all of a sudden somebody sends their kid to school not feeling well, they have COVID,
absolutely,
and they spread it to everybody.
Yeah, no, and look, I do get all of that. I do. But I mean, there has to be some sort of leeway or some, you know, definite rules. Instead of this chopping and changing, every week I have a different email from the school with, the rules have changed again. And I have different rules for primary school than from preschool.
Mm-hmm.
So in preschool, if they have one symptom, they can't go in. In primary school, if they have two symptoms, they can't go in.
I think primary school, of course, children tend to move around a little bit more, so to speak, and they tend to be, you know, hugging out of each other and stuff like that. So I think that's probably the reason.
I can't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And like that, I can't imagine how it is for parents who are out working. As I said, I'm at home, so, you know, if it means I have to drop the shop and go and collect one of them, which I've had to do, then, yeah, look, I'll do it. But I can't imagine being in work or something
When you had to drop the shop and go and collect them, what was it for? Did your child cough? He was tired. Okay.
I'm tired as well. Someone give me a day off.
So that is one of the symptoms. They say fatigue, of course, is one of the symptoms.
Fatigue, yeah. But like,
sure, look,
he's
children
a transplant
are tired
patient.
All the time, I know.
He's a transplant patient. He's going to be tired.
Right.
You know, but that's normal for him.
When you went to collect him and you said to them, look, well, he is a transplant patient, he does get fatigued every now and again.
Yeah.
Do they not accept that as just being
They're
enough?
Following what they've been told, and I get that. I'm not going to have a row with them for just following the guidelines. There's no point. And that's only going to annoy and upset me. And
would they let him back the next day then?
I sent him back the next day. Nobody said anything.
Right, okay.
But I've two out here now for a week now.
And have they missed all? How old are the two that you've had?
They're preschoolers.
Okay, so how old are they?
4 and 3.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. So they're not missing,
you know,
education.
And they're here with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're here with each other. But I mean, the one that's in primary school, like, have missed out so much already. The most he's missed this year now is 3 days.
Yeah, so over the last 2 years, they have missed so much education. They've really missed
over a year of education. And I mean, homeschool didn't work for my eldest.
Yeah.
It just didn't suit his needs. And, you know, there's no allowances made.
Were you good at it yourself? Because we were all expected to be school teachers, I suppose.
I was great at the start, like everybody else. Yeah. And then, I mean, you're trying to keep two toddlers quiet.
Yeah.
And be on Zoom and be all pleasant and lovely. And
and look your best.
And look your best. And, you know, no, it doesn't work. I don't think it works for anybody. Maybe a small majority, but no. But no, I'm not taking my kids for COVID tests in a test centre every time they sneeze or every time they yawn.
Will it make it easier when the system changes on the 29th, whereby, you know, you'll be offered, if two kids in the class, for example, are confirmed cases, you'll be offered free antigen tests? Will that make easier for you?
I don't know, because I've been doing the antigen tests here anyway.
Yeah.
Just, you know, for peace of mind, and so I can say I've negative antigen tests. And then you're told by GPs and stuff that, sure, they're not worth anything.
Yeah, well, it depends on who you talk to, I suppose. Some experts will say they're great, provided the symptoms. They're not very reliable if there's no symptoms. But if there's some sort of symptoms, they're seemingly reasonably accurate, provided they're done properly, of course, as well. Which is,
yeah, and look, I've done them on myself. Myself and my husband have had COVID.
Yeah.
So the chances are my kids have been exposed to it.
Yeah.
You know, and what we did, you know, we went for the COVID test in the test centre, but we did the antigen test just to see, were they right?
Yeah.
And they were.
Yeah.
We did them and they were right. So, I'd find them fairly reliable. It is harder to test kids because it's not a nice experience for them.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm reluctant to do it on them because, you know, I just don't want to be doing that.
Stay there for a second, Louise, because...
Time they sneeze.
Stay there just for a second, because Jeff, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Jeff?
Not bad, Niall.
Now, Jeff, that was your email I read out.
Yeah, as I said, I'm just... Myself and my wife now, we're at the end of our tether over, Niall.
Okay, so what's your situation? Okay, it says here, let me see. Today, for the third time this month, I've had to leave work to remove my child from school. Is that you or your missus, by the way?
Yeah, that's myself, Niall. Yeah, that's myself.
So yeah, for the third time this month, because they had a cough or a sneeze or whatever it is you've had. So what, do you get a phone call from the school, is it?
Got a phone call. Actually, one day I was actually dropping my daughter in. My son, they go to the same school. And there was a teacher there with my son, waiting to see me going in with my daughter to say, oh, he has to go home because he coughed when he was hanging his coat up.
Right.
Now, it's farcical at this stage, you know.
Well, I mean, people do cough to clear their throats every now and again.
Of course. Yeah. And as I said, I spoke to the principal about it, and it's like, well, what? Coughing is normal, sneezing is normal. It's winter. It happens.
Yeah.
But it was literally a policy of, no, he has to go home.
Well, see, that is the policy, unfortunately, at the moment. It is the policy. I mean, they you know, this is the Department of Education, the HSE, and, you know, it's not the school just making it up. You know what I mean?
Well, you show me a child in a winter setting that won't have a runny nose, a sore throat,
yeah.
That won't...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I had three children of that age at one point, and I can tell you now, every single week, I remember going to the chemist at one stage in my local area in Swords and saying to them, I'll tell you what, I just get me wages paid straight in here and you can give me the change every week. Because I was getting so many antibiotics for chest infections, ear infections, throat infections. Oh, it was terrible. Terrible.
But obviously now, and every time you have conversations with the school, their default answer seems to be, if there's any symptoms of COVID. Every winter virus is a symptom of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I've done the antigens, no problem. Went one time for a PCR, still won't accept them back in with it.
So when you get the antigen test, you have to, well, according to the new rules, you must do three antigen tests. And they must be basically clear for 5 days.
Well, like, if that's the case, you're going to have a very, very small percentage of kids that will actually be attending school this side of March. Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify again, so the upcoming changes for November the 29th, if your child is a close contact of a confirmed case of COVID-19 in a primary school pod, they will be offered a free antigen test. Antigen tests will be offered to full class if there are two or more confirmed cases of COVID-19 outside a single pod in a 7-day period. This is expected to be in place. And it also says then as well, it goes back to the original rules, which is you do the antigen test and restrict their move and stay at home until they get three negative tests within 5 days.
Now, obviously, myself and my wife, our situation, we're not lucky enough to have people that to help out with childcare, and, you know, that's obviously, that's our situation, and that's fine. But, like, it's got to a stage now where I literally have to go in and finish up work, because I can't...
So
no,
the point,
unreliable.
The point both you are really making is, it's all well and good for the HSE or people in suits to make up these rules, but on the ground, when you've got parents trying to do a day's work to earn money to pay a mortgage, it's not that simple.
Not at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm. And there's no leeway with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's COVID symptoms can come in. That's it. You deal with
it. Even if they
COVID.
Have a negative test, though, I've found that the schools won't take them back until they're 100% well.
No, as I said,
even with a negative test.
Now, we had Andy. They won't accept them. You can show them whatever negative test you want. If it's a runny nose or they're still tough,
until they're 100% better, they won't take them back.
No. And obviously, as you see, with a few different kids in the household and ourselves, you could have a cold that could knock around the house for 3 to 4 weeks.
Absolutely.
That's just part of the family.
Yeah, it just jumps from one to the other. Yeah.
Of course, like if my son has it, I mightn't have it next week, but I know it's coming.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know.
Like, are the rules going to change again when the vaccine is approved for 5 and over?
Well, it has been approved now.
It has been approved, yeah, which is great. So, you know, if they can just get the ball rolling, that would be great. But
No, I don't think that's going to change the rules, because it hasn't changed the rules for the 12 to 16-year-olds anyway.
No.
So I don't believe so, no, because even if they're vaccinated, it more or less is the same rules.
It's the same, which is ridiculous.
Mm.
You know, the whole thing
is... We're 12 months on, and we're in a worse situation than last winter. I didn't fear sending my child into school last winter thinking I was going to get a phone call at 9:05. Every morning now there's a possibility of it.
So it must be. So the point you're making, both of you, is it's very difficult for parents around the country when the government are saying, let's get the country back up and running, let's get the economy going, let's all get back to work again. It's all well and good, you know, and that for them sitting there and all there and making the rules. But for people like yourselves who are out and about working, it's difficult when you've got kids.
Yeah, and like obviously if you're in, like the teachers, no fear of the teachers missing a paycheck. There's no worry there.
Well, I don't think it's the teachers' fault. They're not making the rules.
There's no fear. There's no worry. Like, I have to... Like, my boss has a week's work plan for me. I know you have to ring him now and say, by the way, sorry about that. But that has a knock-on effect to him. I don't know other people's situations in terms of have they been struggling, you know, they have to pay bills like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no... You literally wake up every morning and every day is a new adventure.
Yeah, I can see you're feeling his pain, Louise. Yeah, every day is a new adventure. I tell you,
welcome to my world.
I'm just glad my kids are all over the age of 20 now and I don't have to worry about that. They can worry about their own COVID tests. But in saying that, I do feel your pain, and I know... People all over the country are listening to the two of you going, I know exactly how they feel. My kids are at home now again today. And, you know, and I talked to one woman, and in a month, I think her kids had been off 5 times. Like, they were literally home, back in school again on the first day. Somebody else got COVID. They were a close contact and sent home again. And it can become quite repetitious and very difficult, because particularly if you've no one to mind the children and you have to go to work. So what are you going to do?
I said that's the situation that we find ourselves in at the minute. Like, you literally, the stress levels is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do it.
And as I said, there's no...
I'm at home, my situation's different, and I still would struggle every time the phone rings. And like, one of the days they rang me, they couldn't get me, so they rang my husband, they couldn't get him, so they rang my mother. That child is coming home.
Bring anybody. Just take this infected child out of here immediately.
They're only short of the teacher dropping him up to the gate.
I might have to turn up to pick him up, and he's going to be in a has camp suit. They're going to have cord tape everywhere.
I feel your pain, both of you. Listen, Jeff, thanks for raising the issue.
Appreciate
Jeff.
And
I'm glad you
much.
Did. All right. Louise, thanks for taking part as well. Okay, I want to know if you feel their pain. Are you a parent in that situation? Or maybe you understand, look, you know, you say that you feel Louise's pain and Jeff's pain and everybody else's pain. Jeff, who sent in the original email, you know, the children are constantly out of school every time they even have a sniffle. It is that time of the year. During the summer months or the warmer months, of course, we wouldn't have had this problem because kids don't really get as sick. But this time of the year, if we have children or anybody listening that has children, you know exactly what it's like. They constantly have runny noses. They constantly have a little bit of a cough or a chest infection or an ear infection or whatever it is. And of course, according to the HSE and the government guidelines, just to read them out for you again, if your child has a temperature of over 38 degrees, a new cough, a loss of change of taste or smell, shortness of breath, fatigue, aches, pains, sore throats, headaches, diarrhea, runny or stuffed nose, feeling sick or vomiting, or indeed any of those symptoms whatsoever, you'd have to send your child to school. Or indeed, if a teacher notices it, they'll be sent home. And this can be really, really difficult for parents at the moment. So I want to know what your experience has been. Has it been good? Has it been bad? Have they missed much of school? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Just let's have a look at some of your WhatsApp messages that you've been sending us in as well at that same number, by the way.
And another reason to why the kids are off school with colds and sniffles is because you can't sit in a classroom all day long with all the windows and doors open and expect not to get sick. It's so silly, I swear to God.
Okay, well, of course, the reason they're doing that is for ventilation, but I get you. If there's going to be ventilation, well, then you're going to have cold air running through the class.
Niall, I can't come on, but I was actually out and about yesterday and I was talking to a lady and she has a couple of children and, you know, all this, I'm just listening to that lady on the radio now. You know, the kids are being sent home and they have to stay home for 5 days, you know, multiple antigen tests and stuff like that. But this lady's after getting a letter from Tuzla because her children have missed so much time out of school. But the only reason why they missed time out of school is because they were told to keep the children home. So where's the balance here, guys? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, what happens is Tuzla or social services, if your child misses, I think it's more than 22, or I get Ashley to check it, I think it's 22 or 28 days in one, you know, year, term year. Well, then they are informed. Now, I think it has to go quite beyond that before they actually start with contacting you. But indeed, as you're saying, if your children are being sent home constantly from school, well, I'm assuming the school should have a register of why they sent a child home. So then if, you know, the social services contact the school, they say, well, okay, that child did miss a lot of school, but here's why he was sent home, because he was a close contact or he had a cold or he had a cough or he had whatever. The number is 087-188-0008. 20 days, thank you, Ashley. Okay, 20 days or more. If your child misses 20 days or more in a calendar year of school or term year of school, social services are informed. That's just standard practice. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to come knocking on your door and take your child off you. If you have a genuine reason or legitimate reason as to why your child is off school, well, that's fair enough. But if you don't have legitimate reasons, well, then you can be in a little spot of bother because you have an obligation by law to send your child to school. It is the law. Or to homeschool them, whichever it is you're doing. Now, getting back to the story. So, have you experienced this? Have you had a problem? Is there a better way of doing it? Is there a better solution? Because currently that is the solution. If your child has any of those normal winter symptoms of anything, you can't send them to school or they'll get sent home.
Hi, Niall. Myself and my husband both did antigen tests a few weeks ago after my daughter was sent home from preschool. They both came up positive. We panicked for 2 days. Then we went over for our antigen test, our PCR test the following day. We panicked for the 2 days thinking, oh, we have COVID, we're going to... Hi, Niall. Myself and my husband both did antigen tests a few weeks ago after my daughter was sent home from preschool. They both came up positive. We panicked for 2 days. Then we went over for our antigen test, our PCR test the following day. We panicked for the 2 days thinking, oh, we have COVID, we're going to have to cancel this and cancel that. We had different things on. We were supposed to be going to visit friends and stuff. And the PCR test came back negative. No explanations for it. The doctor even told me that the antigen test was 90% correct, accurate, if it's, especially if it's a positive test. So I don't get it. I don't trust the antigen test at all. I'm not even sure if I trust the PCR tests.
Well, there you go. Well, one of the tests was wrong and gave you a false reading, either the antigen or the PCR. As you said yourself, probably most likely in that case, it was probably the PCR that gave you the false reading, because the antigen test, of course, was more accurate, giving a positive result, particularly if there were symptoms. And again, according to the European Centre for Disease Control in relation to children in school, they say although transmission of COVID can occur in schools, research shows that transmission in schools has accounted for a minority of all COVID-19 cases. If appropriate prevention measures are implemented in the schools to reduce the spread of the virus, it's unlikely that schools will play a substantial role in transmission. Since schools are an essential part of society and children's lives, widespread school closures should be seen as a very last resort and only considered after other measures have been put in place to contain the spread of the virus. So in other words, it's a last resort to deny a child an education. That's what they're more or less saying. We should look at other aspects of it. Rachel, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Rachel?
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Now, your son has just gone back to school today.
Gone back today, yeah, after being out again for a couple of days.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'll be honest, right, Niall. I'm kind of fed up with it now at the moment. You know that way? Because it's like, you know, we all, me and the kids, we all had COVID. And because of that, now normally, like, they missed just under 3 weeks of school.
Right.
And then we went into a mid-term, so it was practically a month. So I was thinking, okay, you know, they've had COVID. We're going to get a bit of a run over before we kind of go there again, if we're going to have it again or anything like that. Do you know that way?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Tuesday then, my daughter was sent home because she had a cough. And my son has bowel issues. Now, before COVID, it was never looked at as kind of put down as, say, diarrhea. And because they know about his bowel issues, since COVID, it's diarrhea, so he has to go home and stay home for 48 hours.
So he had, unfortunately, your son had these issues before COVID even came along, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So if he has those issues now, you would imagine there'd be a level of understanding then, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, there's none. It's literally all deaf.
It's like a kid who might have asthma, for example, who would cough a little bit every now and again. You would imagine a school would say, well, okay, that child has asthma. It's normal for that child to cough. So you would understand. And you would imagine you'd understand that.
And will I tell you, do you know what I heard? I'm not joking. And it was mad that I heard this on the radio. Do you know what I heard in the schoolyard when I was dropping my daughter off this morning? I heard a kid coughing and I heard his father turn around and say, shush, don't let the teachers hear you.
I know. Isn't it terrible that you're afraid to cough? Because I'm a smoker, so I do cough every now and again. And when I cough around here in the office, I obviously turn my head or put my face into my elbow, whatever it is. But you're afraid that someone's going to be looking at you thinking, he has COVID, send him home.
Well, have you not noticed, Kyle, even if you're out and you cough, the looks you get from people.
I know, it's like you've murdered their firstborn, really.
Yeah. It's like, literally, I just was like, I was in Littlefield today and I coughed and like I had my face mask on, but I still covered my mouth anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of a normal reaction there. And I am not joking, a woman turned around and I mean, if looks could kill, I would be 60 under.
It's like sneezing in your mask. COVID. Have you ever sneezed in your mask?
Yeah, and she looked at me as if I had COVID and I was willingly passing it on. And I'm like, holy God, like, is this what it's come to?
Okay, but getting back to the schools, I understand, school is a bit of a hot pot. You got a lot of kids around. They're all farting, sneezing and coughing and this time of the year anyway, right? So what's the alternative, I suppose? You know, when you look at case numbers at the moment and they want to reduce the case numbers, what's the alternative?
Well, I don't know. And I tell you where my confusion would come in with it. When we were diagnosed with COVID, my daughter was diagnosed first. And the only reason we ended up getting tested, the only symptom she had was a dry cough.
Yeah.
That was the only symptom she had. And it was persistent. So I rang the doctors just to be on the safe side and he sent her for a test. And I am not joking. I 100% in my heart believe she had not got COVID. Like, I really did not believe it. I thought it's just a cough that happens every winter, but just be safe on it, just to be on the safe side.
On the safe side, yeah.
And she came back positive.
Right.
And then my son came back positive, and then I came back positive.
And how are you, by the way? How were your symptoms? Were you okay?
Oh, I was really, really bad. Really, really bad. Like, I'm still getting over.
Yeah.
I'm still not great.
And was it like a very bad flu? You had a very bad cold? Or was it even worse than that?
You laid out? Yeah, a very bad flu wouldn't even compare to it.
Okay.
Like, I struggled even now, like, and it's mad. My eyesight has been affected from it.
Right, okay. Yeah. I remember I ended up with pneumonia there about 2 years ago and I was stretched out for nearly the week. And it can knock you out, can't it? Really can. A bad cold, bad COVID or bad flu or whatever it is, it can really take you out.
Oh, yeah. And I actually had said to me, ma'am, on your wife, I said, you know what, I swear to God, I just think if I got this the second time, I genuinely don't think I would come out of it because I was so bad. And it was the first time that I really, really ever really worried. Really worried.
Okay.
I'm on my own with two special needs kids.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and that was my worry. My worry was, my God, my kid. Because at one stage, I genuinely thought, like, I'm not coming out. It's like, I was really bad. And I couldn't go to the hospital.
What was going through your head, Jase? If it happens to me, maybe two kids will be on their own. Is that going through your head?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I couldn't go into the hospital because I had no one that was going to sit in with two COVID-positive kids.
Right, okay.
And then the hospital, I couldn't bring them to the hospital. So I literally...
That's a terrible dilemma to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? I've been honest now. There's thousands of people in exactly the same dilemma. And even the doctor at one stage, I went after I kind of was out of my isolation period. I went to the hospital then, and I knew they were okay. Mm-hmm. I went to the hospital then, and the doctor had said to me, he said, it's so bad. He says, thousands of people are actually not coming to hospitals for the same reason. He said, and he said, mm-hmm. This is why we think long COVID is having such an effect.
Because people are not looking after, you're not looking after the symptoms, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, he said, because they're not getting treated when they should.
Yeah.
And, like, I've literally been at, like, I know this sounds bizarre. My eyesight was, when I say, perfect. And I literally cannot see now.
What do you think that was due to? Was that due to all the coughing and everything that you were doing that maybe you burst a few blood vessels in your eyes or something?
Yeah, like? I think it was. It's not, you see, here's the thing. I was coughing bad, but it was more that I couldn't breathe properly.
Right, okay.
We're all bummed up, yeah. So much that I just couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally on the nebulizer, I don't know how many times a day, I think about 6 times a day, and I was on so many antibiotics and steroids, and I still am now. And I still have to use the nebulizer. But now I have to wear it.
And did you have any, I mean, before that, I'm sorry, I'm a bit rushed for time, but did you have did you have any other, you know, I mean, did you, had you had asthma or anything like that before?
Yeah, no, I'm asthmatic.
Okay. So yeah. You always had difficulty with breathing anyway. You had issues with breathing before that. But this obviously compounded the problem and made it particularly bad. But look, I'm glad you're on the mend anyway, Rachel, and I'm glad your kids are okay. God. And I'm glad he's back in school today. Hopefully he won't get sent home again too quickly, all right?
Oh, God, you know what? Honestly, the minute I just see the school's numbers, I actually dread it now. I feel like I dread it.
I know.
Oh, my God. Start making me way.
All right, Rachel, listen, lovely talking to you. Sorry, I've just run out of time there. The number's 087-188-0008. Hi, Emma. You're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
Good. Now, your school, well, not your personal school, but your children's school, they have a better way of dealing with things, have they?
Well, they're doing really well. Like, since the government changed the rules, was it in October?
Yeah.
They have been now just sending the pod home.
Right,
so the table of the person with COVID.
Yeah.
Prior to that, because one of them's in the junior school and one of them's in the senior school, the junior school, I know we're sending classes, full classes, left, right and centre. If, for example, the parent of a child had COVID, not the actual child and
the whole parents.
Class.
So if the child was...
Yeah, because then the child was a close contact. They were sending full classes home and the kids were home for 2 weeks.
But that wouldn't make any sense, because then the other children in the class would be what they call casual contacts. And that doesn't require you to go home.
Until they change the rule. And then they sent a message to say, now we will only, as per the government guidelines, we'll only be sending the pod home, which of course is a huge sigh of relief, because you're on eggshells every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say, you know, that lady prior was saying, you know, she heard a fella in the yard saying to his kid, like, don't let the teacher... I'd say the whole country saying the same thing.
Yeah, don't let the teacher hear you cough.
Yeah, don't cough, don't be sneezing, you know. And if I see mine getting, like, any sign of a cold, I'm like, Jesus, where's the paracetamol?
Yeah. Or you see a bit of a runny nose, suck it in.
Yeah, I'm like, blow that nose before you leave, quick. What's the cause? You don't want, like, them... Like, I just feel this, Miss Summer. Now, I do feel for the teachers, you know... But they have to put themselves in comparable with the healthcare workers. Like, they worked throughout, you know, and the teachers are a service, and the guards and the postmen, you know, and unfortunately, they can't pull rank over any of the other, I feel, any of the other industries and say, well, you know, we should be working from home. We feel unsafe. Like, when they were off, Niall, at the beginning of this year, like, my kids did an hour of school a day. That was just their homework.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing taught to them.
No,
I know. I just did what the teacher gave me in the app. While working at the kitchen table.
Some schools were better than others at dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're given more work than others.
Yeah,
but I mean, how much school do you think, you know, schooling, Emma, do you think your children have missed altogether?
Well, in the beginning when they got sent home in the March, they were off for 5 months. I know 2 months of that was their summer holiday, so you could say 3.
Yeah.
And then they were off for 2.5 at the beginning of this year because they let them back after Paddy's. So, like, you know, you're talking 5.5 months in total.
And then many, was there a couple of weeks where they were sent home as a close contact?
Mine actually weren't, thank God, I'm touching wood. When you see the school number come up, you're in a sweat, like, but mine haven't been yet.
Right, okay.
So, and my daughter was off with a chest infection for a week, you know, overall, like, I think it's too much school.
And how do you think the new rules are going to work out? Okay, so the new rules are, as of the 29th, if your child is a close contact of a confirmed case of COVID-19 in a primary school pod, they'll be offered a free antigen test. In other words, what they'll have to do is, I think it's 3 negative antigen tests in a 5-day period. Anyway, but it's only if there's 2 or more confirmed cases in the class in a single pod.
I think it's fantastic. I think they should be keeping the kids in school and not be sending them home willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. And if they have an antigen test negative, I understand they want them to take three because the symptoms could develop.
Yep.
No, I would have no problem with that. Send them home for the 5 days, do the test, and back in you go.
And how old is it two children you have or just one?
Yeah, I've 8 and a half and one is almost 11.
Okay, so and as of today, by the way, the vaccines have been approved for 5 to 12 year olds. So they will be rolling them out. Will you be getting them both vaccinated?
No, I won't.
Okay, okay.
I have it myself now. I got it. My fiance got it. I have no problem with that, but they're a bit too young. You know, when my daughter goes in, she's in fifth. When she goes to secondary school, if they're still giving it to the kids, I will allow her then. It's a different age category. No, for me, for now.
Okay, so for now, under the age of 12, you're not kind of happy enough to do that yet?
No, not okay. At the moment. I'm in a sweat, though, Niall, that they'll close the schools at Christmas.
I have a funny feeling. No, I don't want to be putting out bad news on the air, so I'm not
going to
say.
I know that.
I'd rather be positive about the whole thing.
Yes. Oh, please God.
I hope not. Okay, well, look.
The schools are doing okay, I think, to be honest. My school is anyway. I feel they're doing a good job.
Well, I would agree with the European Centre for Disease Control. I think it should be a very last resort to close the school.
Yeah, I think so.
It's an essential part of a child's life.
Yeah, they've missed enough. They've missed enough.
Couldn't agree with you more, Emma. Emma, listen, thanks very much indeed. Please send your mother here. Have a lovely day. All right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.